Hi, Paul Sackett. Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Elke Schultz. Did I say it right this time?
Yes, thank you.
MARP, RECE. Is that right? Am I reading that right?
Yeah, so what it is all these initials. I have a master's in psychology. I'm a registered psychotherapist in the province, and I'm internationally recognized as a expressive arts educator consultant. So
Okay, and that province is where?
the province that I live in is in Ontario.
Ontario. Okay. And we were just talking that I did a show with TV Ontario in 1982 on PBS with called The Brain Series. And it was a co-production. And so that's all good because it all kind of falls into the same scenario, the brain. It's this thing somewhere in
Yeah.
your, I don't know exactly where it is, but I think it's somewhere like above your neck. And this thing, large thing, this cauliflower thing, whatever this thing is a pretty serious thing. And we're, you know, it gets excited, it has anxious, it's anxious, it gets stressed. This poor little thing, it's just there. Why does it have to go and happen? Now, Elke wrote a book called Anxiety Warrior. And because it's, I think, brain related, the poor brain has anxiety. How does a brain, why does a brain have anxiety?
Well, that's a great question, Paul. So you're right that the brain is an organ and it's separate from us. And sometimes we think that what's happening in our brain, and you know this, you said you did a series on it, we think it's us and it's not. And a lot of things can affect the brain. And one of the things I talk about with my clients is, what are you putting in your mouth? And they kind of look at me strange and I say, well, so many things affect your brain. It's an organ. And so something as simple as being high dehydrated, will the brain will give the body signals of anxiety. So if you're waking up, yeah, I don't have my water with me right now. However, I'm very well
Oh, I
hydrated.
feel better. No.
Yeah, there you go. Well, here's the thing. If you wake up with anxiety, chances are that is because you're dehydrated. We sweat all night, and even though we're not wetting the sheets, so to speak, we're still losing a lot of water. And if you wake up with anxiety, having a quarter cup of water, if you feel better within about 5 minutes, that is then the cause of that anxiety. And it's amazing. So many of my clients go back and do that and lower their anxiety. They may not take it all away, but they certainly lower it. So that's just one simple thing you can do. And then, as you know, so many other substances affect the brain. Hormones, of course, caffeine, alcohol, drugs of any kind affect the brain. So, here we are, whatever we put in our mouth, even sensitivities, food sensitivities or allergies will affect that brain. And so, yeah, the first thing I talk about with my clients is, what substances are you consuming?
Wow, that's great. You are what you eat. So I think that that's a very wise commentary. And I'll be perfectly frank with you. I've done thousands of interviews and I have done many on health and wellness, and no one has actually stated that comment. And it is such a logical comment and very pertinent to me. Because I eat so much. And I question all these craziness. And I'm like a fanatic. Do I date this? Do I that? And now I'm on the keto diet. And I've been on this diet and I gained 35 pounds. Seven times I lost 35 pounds. What a mess I am. But the point is that it's probably affected, and it does affect my emotion too. What I eat affects, if I'm do good and what I think I'm doing good at, I'm like a different guy. Literally a different human being. I went through today. I didn't have, six peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, whatever the heck it was. I feel much better. Is that kind of common or not?
Well, here's the thing, and each body is different, and it's really important to know your own body. I mean, your body, you've been with it 24/7, and You know, you need to know what, how your body's reacting. My brother, he can have a cup of high test caffeine and fall asleep sitting at the supper table. And bless his soul, he's always been able to do that. If I even smell caffeine after 3:30 in the afternoon, I'm awake all night. So it's just knowing your body. And here's a fun one too, is one of my clients came to me and said, you know, I've been sleeping really well. And all of a sudden I'm not sleeping. And I said, well, what are you eating after supper? Because we've been working together. And they said they were having a peppermint tea and a Freezy. So sugar and peppermint tea. So here's the culprit. Peppermint is a stimulant. Even though it's an herb, even though it's caffeine free, it's a stimulant. And sure enough, he stopped the stimulant and was able to sleep again. I know, it's so interesting, right?
Green tea with mint. I am doomed. I'm going to be up for 4 days because green tea is high caffeine. I know that.
Yeah.
Now you're telling one of my favorite flavors, mint, that grows rampantly everywhere. And you think you're like almost a horticulture expert because it's grown everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's fun, you know, and what I've done in the book is present this smorgasbord of ideas. I don't proclaim to know what's going to work for you or you. And I don't ask people to do what I'm doing. What I do say is, you know, we need to get to know our bodies and we got to understand how these substances are affecting us. And, you know, you can go to a professional for sure. However, you can also do it by elimination. And I just tell people, you know, you can start with the sugars and caffeines or whatever afternoon, and then you can kind of creep up. And some people, you know, their bodies are good till 5 o'clock, and it's about metabolism and, you know, and just, again, getting to know your body, getting to know what nutrients it needs. And so on this, just on substances, calcium and magnesium are food and for your nervous system. So, you know, just as we need food for our muscles or for, you know, an athlete working out, if we're especially stressed, especially in these times, you know, it's really important to make sure that you're feeding your nervous system, and your nerves do better with calcium and magnesium, and also your B-stress vitamins. And, you know, if you can do that, is certainly, again, research it, try it out, and figure out what works best for you.
Is vitamin C calcium?
No. No, yeah. Vitamin C is not a calcium. Calcium is a mineral. So, and anyways, we do talk about it in the book, and I don't proclaim to be an expert in all this. So I have had other authors that are very passionate, whether it's about food for the brain or different teas or different essential oils, is, you know, what is best to help that body. And if you were to see my night table, it's an anxiety warrior station. So I've got my journal there. I've got my essential oils. I have my water, and I'm ready. And if I do wake up in the middle of the night, or if I have anxiety, I usually know, you know, what I need to do to go back to sleep. It doesn't happen very often, but
Wow, you was good. You was cool. You was all right. Start a checklist of the things that trigger their anxiety. So you suggest, what, write it down and say, but how do you know you're anxious? Or how do you think that maybe this is just the way I am?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Anxiety itself, and it is a funny word, so it's a great question. Some people have asked me, you know, is anxiety and stress the same thing? I mean, I don't know. Does it really matter? I think we all have anxiety. It's part of our humanness. However, the thing is, anxiety, we need to understand what it is. And anxiety is that feeling that taps us on the shoulder and says, hey, you got to pay attention to something. And it's different than fear, where fear is, and this is a true story. I was walking down our country road and a skunk started to chase me. I don't know why. And so, of course, I was afraid. It started thumping. So when they start thumping and growling, they mean business. You got to get out of the way. So that's fear. Now, if I go down that road and I'm watching in the woods and I'm expecting a skunk to come out, that becomes anxiety. It's anticipatory. Does it stop me? No. And all it is a warning, right? So here's the thing, anxiety, and I'll go into some of the physical symptoms. However, if it doesn't stop us from doing something and living our dreams, living our life, you know, applying for that job, asking somebody out for a date, whatever that is, then it's not a problem. And a little bit of anxiety, that's okay. It's part of who we are as humans. However, if it's stopping us from living, if it's hurting us, you know, if we're biting our nails to the quick, if we're having bowel disturbances where, you know, we can't leave the house, if we're nauseous or we're having heart pain to a point that we're going to emerge and we're so afraid, then we really need to look at some strategies so we don't have that painful. It's a painful, not fun experience to have anxiety like that.
Yeah, I think the word debilitating is the word that some people say is a debilitating anxiety that's debilitating to them, to somebody. Right. So in the process, so we have a book, you've made a book that can be helpful in this regard. And it's very reasonable, the book too. I want to thank you for that. As an ebook format, very reasonable. Everything was reasonable because you're for us. And that's a nice thing. Thank you. And so this time, however, let's since we are talking February 2021, in the world of COVID and the world of heightened anxiety, living at home. In fact, there's nothing that's not heightened right now.
Yeah.
Nothing. And so I will say, what are some thoughts?
I beg your pardon?
What's some thoughts that you'd like to share?
Well, actually, I was asked this earlier by a friend, and they're waking up with starts and not sleeping as well. And so what's happening is the brain is triggered and putting out extra adrenaline and also cortisol. And so the brain then feels like it has to be in this hyper mode. And it could also do the opposite to people. So people may feel numbing out, or they may feel that hyper state. And so some of the strategies that I talk about is, and I know everybody, the media, the social media is all about what's going on is, okay, that's fair. But here's the thing. We have 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day. Most of those are repetitive. They don't all need to be about COVID. Yeah, well, there you go. And you know what? So here's the thing is what I invite you to do is be a partner with your brain. Your brain is an organ, and also be the CEO, be the boss of your brain. So if you start ruminating or start cycling in, and there's a lot of what I call airspace on, you know, these stressful things. I mean, is it necessary to think about it over and over again? No, it's not. Is it important to be aware? Absolutely. But you know what? We can do our awareness 5 to 20 minutes and we kind of know what we need to know per day. The rest of the day belongs to us. And how are you going to spend that day? And it's work, it's practice. I get that. Though you can train your mind, you can train your brain to think about other things. And to be present. And you know, somebody said to me today, sure, I'm grateful for my life. However, I'm really stressed. And I said, well, you know, why do you have to keep thinking about it? If you've done everything you can in this particular moment, then put it over there on the shelf and then continue your life. I mean, this life is a miracle.
I love it. And what's good news for you? And what is good news for you?
What's good news?
Yeah, for you.
That I woke up.
I can go with that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I think the more, two words. I have two big words, awareness and practice. And when we're really fully aware of our lives, it's hard not to be in wonder, in celebration, in this miracle. Like, and I know it sounds funny maybe to say, you know, I'm happy when I wake up. It's just, I woke up, I'm here. I'm experiencing this phenomenal miracle of this planet that I live on. And in this area, and, you know, whether it's my family and friends, it's all a miracle. And I can't explain it. That's why I call it a miracle. So, and, you know, I walk out in nature, I have a dog. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And when we're this aware of our health and our well-being, it's hard not to celebrate and be happy about it.
I'm on your same page. Exactly on your same page. There's only one little difference. I grew up with five skunks in my backyard. And they were part of our family. Now, I will be honest with you. They'd come out and they'd go to the garbage and they would be in the backyard and they were like big little, sorry guys. I never went outside. I never went outside to test them. And they never sprayed. And we had this big hole. My dad never closed that hole up. And for 30 years or 20 years of living in that home, up by the apple trees, we had a family of skunk that lived with us.
And how lovely is that, right?
I loved it. And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful little small town kind of lifetime. Hey, you're cool. Thank you so much, Doc.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Paul, so much. And I'm happy that you shared the book. And you're right. I made it so that it was approachable. That's my passion.
There it is. You're a do-gooder. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.